Right. So what do I want to do with this lecture? It was really tough to find a topic that would suit the environment. And I want to talk a little bit about cooperation and partnerships. So let me give you, or before I begin, we're such a nice group. So feel free to interrupt me if I'm not clear. If you have a question, I'm happy to take questions as we go. Right, plan. I want to start by laying out the structure of social dilemma. And we'll have a little example from a game show in a second. Some of you, so you have played it already, and some of you might have seen a nice video on that already. As next thing, I want to convince you that actually a social dilemma situation is not something that you're only observing game shows, but something that is actually important in real life. Then I want to take a step back and want to talk a little bit about the methodology of experimental economics. It's basically a scientifically controlled game show. And want to give you some flavor of how we can use this tool to investigate how cooperation works, why it works, why it doesn't. And finally, I want to get to the a nice video on that already. As next thing, I want to convince you that actually a social dilemma situation is not something that you're only observing game shows, but something that is actually important in real life. Then I want to take a step back and want to talk a little bit about the methodology of experimental economics. It's basically a scientifically controlled game show. And want to give you some flavor of how we can use this tool to investigate how cooperation works, why it works, why it doesn't. And finally, I want to get to the to one of our recent papers. I want to give you a little overview over partnerships in which under situations where they're actually very helpful to overcome social dilemma situations, but also where they aren't. Right, so some of you might have seen this already, but let's go back to this, a little game show.
Okay, this is serious life-changing money. Your jackpot today is £100,150. You have one final decision to make.
Easy decision.
We're now going to play split or steal. I know you're the last two people in the country I have to explain this to, but you have two final golden balls. You each have a golden ball with the word split written inside. You each have a golden ball with the word steal written inside. You will make a conscious choice of choosing the split or the steal ball. If you both choose the split ball, you split today's jackpot of £100,150 and you go home with £50,075. If one of you splits and one of you steals, whoever chooses the steal ball will go home with £100,150. And the person who chooses the split ball goes home with nothing. If you both choose the steal ball, you go home with nothing. Okay. Before I ask you to choose, I want you to look at your two golden balls and make sure you know which is the split ball and which is the steel ball. This is very important. Make sure you don't show each other. Before I ask you to choose, I think you have some talking to do to each other.
Stephen, I just hope they weren't puppy dog tears and they were real tears and you were genuinely going to split that money.
I am going to split this. That's 50,000. It's unbelievable. I'm very, very happy to go home with 50,000. If I stole off you, every single person there would run over here and lynch me.
There was no way I could. I mean, everyone who knew me would just be disgusted if I stole.
When people watch this, they're not going to believe it.
Please.
I can look you in the... Sarah, I can look you straight in the eye and tell you I am going to split.
Promise.
I swear down to you, I am going to split.
Okay. This is serious money.
It is.
Sarah, Steve, choose either the split or the steel ball now. Hold it up.
We're going on with 50 grand each. I promise you that.
Split or steel? You never know what's coming in this game. Congratulations, Sarah, you have just won £100,150. Stephen, I'm so sorry. Commiserations, you've lost. Okay, so, an unfamiliar feeling for one of you, but a horribly familiar feeling for the other. This has been Golden Balls. Until next time, goodbye.
Golden Balls has taught me that some people look for revenge quite easily, and greed obviously knows no bounds.
When Stephen revealed the split ball, I wasn't proud. I didn't feel happy about what I'd done, but having been stabbed in the back last time, I just couldn't put myself through it again.
Okay. Right. So, I won't go through the comments you find on YouTube. So I guess there are lots of words used for the woman here, which I can't actually reveal because they are a bit too rude. But now, economists, why has this happened? We don't know. Let's take a step back. Now, John has been talking about Chicago School. If we were from Chicago, what would we say? Okay, suppose both players are fully rational and only care for their own material payoff. Let's look what the consequences would be. Then, this table shows the payoffs. The own choice of the opponent. If I split, if the other person splits, I get £50,000. If I steal, I get £100,000. So if I expect the other person to split, stealing is better. If I expect the other person to steal, I get zero anyway. So in game theory lingo, we would say our person has a weakly dominant strategy to steal. And therefore, we would predict that both players would steal and therefore destroy all surplus. So actually, everyone was upset about the woman. But our standard theories would predict she exactly did the right thing and the other guy did something else. What? We don't know. Right, so what I want to do in the next step is speculate a little bit what happened there. And have we got a count? Not yet? Have you got a count, Nikki? Okay, then count, please. But if you analyze this game show, the first 40 of the games, then split is chosen by about 52% of the contestants. Females are actually splitting more often. So this was more the exception than the rule here. And now let's think about potential explanations why subjects actually split. What would you think? Any ideas?